Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan, and I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to learn how to say Chinese literature. We have Josh from Transition. Hi, Josh.
Hi, Xiaolan.
你好。Right. We know Chinese. The way to say Chinese in Chinese is 中文。To say China is 中国。To say literature, we say 文学。文means language, culture, and also literature. 文, second tone, 文。学 means the study. The study of a subject. 学。And when 学 is used as verb, that means to learn.
So it's
学。That's right.
文学, so it's language, culture, literature, study.
That's right. 文学。That's right. 学, it's a very useful word when we say, okay, school. We say 学校。Yep. And when we say student, we say 学生。So 文学 means literature. And to specify that is Chinese literature, we say 中国文学。Yep. When you learned Chinese first, did you read from any poet or from any author?
Well, I have to say, I think it took me a number of years of learning Chinese before my teacher tried to introduce some Chinese 文学.
Right.
Because I think the level is very difficult, almost a bit like, for me, I don't even now particularly understand Shakespeare.
Yes.
I think sometimes the Chinese 文学 is a bit like that. It's, you know, it's a level above just even fluent conversation level.
Yes, it is. And then I remember when I was a kid, we grew up, we all had to recite by heart a lot of ancient articles or poetry.
Really?
Yeah, we had to do that.
Can you still remember them now?
I can recite you one.
Yeah, go for it.
白日依山尽,黄河入海流,欲穷千里目,更上一层楼.
Ah, I've heard this one before.
Do you understand a word of it? Okay, that means the white sun is going down against the mountains. The yellow river is flowing down to the sea. If you want to have higher vision, you have to go one step further. You have to go one floor up.
Ah.
So it's very visual.
I love the way there's a lot of levels in it. So you can dive into the different meaning and you can study each word and,
yep,
and the way that it's put together and the background as well. Yeah, there's a lot in there.
Yes, and do you know that paper was also invented in China?
I did hear that, yeah. Why do you think that was? Do you think they invented paper because they loved literature so much they wanted a better way of writing it down?
You could say that. I think it's just the evolution of civilization. And in ancient time, all different civilizations had different ways of recording things. In China, they tried everything, basically any surface. For example, maybe in a cave and maybe on the woods, on a tree, on a rock, on a shell, including turtle shells. And then they found that they used something called bamboo. And they strip the bamboo planks and then they carve the characters on a bamboo surface. And of course, you can imagine, if you want to record 100 words, you probably need like 20 different planks of bamboo strips.
Yeah.
And then that makes the book, the volume is quite big and it's quite heavy to carry. Unlike today, we have iPad, we have Kindle. So Cai Lun, he was the eunuch, quite high-level eunuch in the Donghan Dynasty, and then he invented paper, mixing up a bunch of cheap stuff like the waste from the tree, and when they chop the trees, they have the waste from the tree, from the fabric, and from all sort of material, and then he made paper out of it. And that was quite significant contribution to the development of the society, because then people could be educated much more easily and they can spread the creation, the thoughts and the stories much better and quicker.
Yeah, wow. That's really interesting. Such a huge impact on global culture, really, and global lifestyle. It all came about through recycling.
Yeah, and that happened in the 100 AD.
Amazing.
Great. So to say Chinese literature, we say 中国文学. To say English literature, we say 英国文学.
Ah, so again, here we go with the Lego Chinese. We just take the country and put the name before the 文学, this part.
That's right. Just add the country in front of it.
Great.
So 美国文学 is American literature.
So we have 中国文学, 英国文学, 美国文学. Lots of 文学.
Exactly. Great. Thank you very much, Josh, for joining us. And thank you for listening to Talk Chinese, where we teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. We hope you enjoy this episode. It's about 中国文学, Chinese literature. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见.
再见.